Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Back to the Schneider Orange Hotline we go. This time with Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh and a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joins us. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. And before we get started, I just got to ask Leroy, because, I mean, I'm a huge Florida State fan. What in the hell is going on with our program?
I tell you, except he walked out of the studio. So,
okay. Well,
he'll come back in at some point. Actually, here he comes now. He's just going to sit down in his chair, and then you can ask him the question here. He's going to put his headset on. All right, so our guest Paul here has a question for you.
What's up, Paul?
Go ahead, Leroy.
I'm a huge Florida State fan, man. What is going on with our program?
I had to tell you off the air, Paul.
What? We can't even beat 1AA teams anymore, but go ahead.
We may lose to a AAA, too, before the season is out if it's scheduled.
But then they can't relegate you out of Division One.
Hey, you'd be nice.
Just saying, it could be soccer. Paul. First things first, wanted to get you on, obviously, to talk about the piece that you wrote for the Pittsburgh Post Gazette that I saw. Thanks to social media, we see everything now. And you suggested in the column that maybe the Packers should, you know, bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Jordan Love. Please explain.
Well, again, you know, everybody, I'm getting killed by people who think I'm just trying to be a hot take guy. It really isn't a hot take. My vantage point is this. All right, here in Pittsburgh, we had, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, two disgruntled guys who were obviously among the best players on the team. And Mike Tomlin, you know, when it came down to it, they finally just said, you know, we got to get rid of these. Mike Tomlin's quote was exactly this: we only want volunteers here, not hostages. And I wanted to watch to see what the demeanor and the way that Aaron Rodgers looked like on the sideline and all that other stuff. It's not about him having a bad game. It's about the guy looks like he don't want to be there. And then to me, I mean, Leroy played it in the NFL. I'm sorry. I don't know if I could be in a locker room and play and lay my body on the line every week for a guy who's trying to get on the first train out of town and whose demeanor and everything else looks like he don't want to be there. To me, I think the Packers screwed it up this offseason. They should have traded him. I know, you know, he's an old-timer. Believe me, I'm a huge fan. I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever watched. But if a guy don't want to be there, and to me it looks like it's reflected in the way that he played, not just because he played poorly, but because it didn't seem to bother him. I don't know how, if you're on that team, you know, the way I'm held. I don't know. Maybe I'm different.
Yeah, Paul, Leroy Butler. I think one of the biggest things to me and my other co-host, Gary Ellison, he'll ask you a couple questions too, I'm sure, about you're talking about something we always talk about is chemistry. And when Za'Darius Smith wasn't a captain, stuff like that, and then again, this drug out all the way for a whole off season, I think instead of people saying negative stuff to you, you have to give people just some space to feel that way. Because a lot of people in Wisconsin felt exactly how you felt. And it's just no blueprint on how you quarterbacks who've done so much for their franchise, like Big Ben or like Aaron Rodgers. But I get what you're saying, because that's what people tell me. You got to at least look the part, and they just didn't see that Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, again, I coach high school basketball and stuff like that. So obviously not to talk about athletes are athletes, and believe me, when a guy's got bad, body language, when he doesn't play well, when he's when he's sulking, when he's not engaged with his teammates, I can see that, and because believe me, I've sent a lot of kids to the locker room over the years for that kind of stuff. It ain't about playing bad. It really isn't. Everybody that plays bad, I mean, you're going to have bad games, even if you're the best. So I wanted to see, here's a guy who spent the entire offseason saying he didn't want to be there. Here's a guy who said the only way he's coming back is if they let him know that he can leave in the offseason. Here's a guy who really kind of made the entire offseason about himself. What is he going to do now to win his teammates over and get them back in his corner? I mean, the Packers, to me, you had to see this coming, and maybe who knows? He's a great player. Maybe some of his team captains will get to him and say, "Listen, my man, you can do what you got to do after the season, but we need you right now." But I don't know. I could see this thing really spiraling downward if he has a couple more games like that. And to me, I mean, you lay your body on the line, and I've talked to a lot of NFL guys over the course of the last 25 years since I've been in this business. Every one of them says, man, if the locker room isn't in unison in terms of everybody on the same page trying to do the same thing and win games and everything else, it's really difficult. So, yeah, that's really where my article came from.
And, Paul, let me ask you, it's Gary Ellison here, because you've been around for a long time. What separates Tom Brady from Aaron Rodgers other than the rings?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing about Tom Brady, is that, when the chips are on the line and when it's time to make a play, that dude just makes a play. Aaron Rodgers, quite often over the last 10 years, seems to make a bad play. I don't know if that's mental toughness. I don't know what that is. But whatever that is, and you guys, that played in the NFL, you probably kind of have been around dudes that just, when the chips are down and everything's against you, they figure it out and figure out how to make it. And some guys, they sort of crumble a little bit. And, I feel like the last 10 years, over the course of time, the Packers should have won at least one more Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And I think, they've had some issues, obviously, with defense and here and there. But there have been some games that they had, if Aaron Rodgers just really stepped up and was the GOAT, in a couple of those NFC title games, a couple of those NFC playoff games, they probably win. So, I mean, you look at it, I know people say, oh, what's a team game? You can't give Tom Brady credit for all those rings, but I don't know, man. I look at some quarterbacks, they just know what to do when it's time to win a game. Mm-hmm. And that's what separates, Tom Brady from pretty much everybody else. Because I think, athletically, physically, everything else, I don't think there's any question Aaron Rodgers is a far more gifted player than Tom Brady. But Brady's got it upstairs, and he just knows how to win and knows how to make plays. And the other thing is, he and this is a big, big one, I think he knows how to get his guys to follow him into the foxhole, so to speak.
No,
I don't. And, I think.
Uh-oh, I think we lost him. I don't know what happened.
That was going pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Man.
We can get him back on the line. We got like 5 minutes. So get him back.
Fans,
he's not far off here.
Have to give people space to feel that way. And say, I wouldn't even respond to it. You can't yell at people feeling that way after always one off. If you're fair, okay? If you're fair about this, fans, the first time something was wrong,
right,
they're going to feel the same way Paul felt. I think we got Paul back.
We do.
Now.
Yep, well, Paul's back.
Here's what I was going to ask Paul. I saw Terry Bradshaw the other day on his show, and Terry said, had Rodgers converted a third down play, we wouldn't be having to worry about going for it on fourth down and kicking the field goal. He said maybe he should just worry about the play on the field, his play on the field, other than what management is doing.
Well, right. I don't know when I got cut off, but that was the other thing I was saying, the difference between Brady and him.
Yeah.
Brady knows how to lead guys.
Yes.
Brady's a leader, man. Guys want to – guy. You know, look, Antonio Brown, who, believe me, was, you know, for my money, he's the best receiver I've ever seen, and I got to watch him play up close and personal for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
But the guy is crazy. And the fact that Tom Brady, after, what, 3 or 4 different organizations couldn't figure out what to do with him, Tom Brady's got that guy playing. He's playing, you know, got him to a Super Bowl ring. He's playing like an all-pro again. That tells me everything I need to know about why Tom Brady is different than everybody else.
There it is.
Tom and Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Of course, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist as well. Follow him on Twitter at Paul Zeiss. I want to know this. You brought up Rodgers probably should have had at least one more Super Bowl win with the Packers. I think everybody agrees with you in the state of Wisconsin that he should have had more than one. I think everybody probably agrees that Favre should have had more than one when he was in Green Bay as well. What's the take on Big Ben in Pittsburgh and how they view him and his career in Pittsburgh? Do they believe that, you know, the Steelers got everything they could have gotten out of Big Ben while he was there?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of Steeler fans that believe that, you know what, over the last 10 years, for everything we want to talk about Big Ben, I mean, he's won 3 playoff games. I mean, you know, since he lost to Aaron Rodgers in that Super Bowl, you know, everybody kind of felt like both of them would be back at least once or twice more, and, you know, it just hasn't happened. And the thing about, you know, Big Ben, he's a guy who now probably is more popular than he was 5 or 6 years ago, because now everybody knows it's at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, he's a guy who probably is very, very polarizing in a lot of ways. I get it. And he's a guy that's not always that popular in his locker room, and I get that too. But now, you know, he's at the end. Everybody can see he's kind of at the end. And, you know, whether it's an act or not, you know, he's sort of turned into a little bit more, less insufferable person to deal with. He's actually, you know, in his old age become, you know, a little bit more, you can see his personality is a little less guarded. I mean, and I think that he's trying hard to be more of a leader because he's got a young team. But I think people would say, tell you the same thing about him that I just said about Rodgers, and that is everyone wants to talk about him being a super Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, when James Harrison and company were out there destroying everybody, he won a couple Super Bowls. But since then, and since this has turned into, you know, the joke here in Pittsburgh is the Steelers' offense is an RPO, except for the fact that Ben only calls the pass. So it's really only a PO. Ever since their offense became Ben throwing it 50 times a game, they can't win anything. So, I mean, people here are very realistic about it. There's a lot of people that thought he should have retired at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're a superstar quarterback, that's part of it. And unfortunately for these guys, they're all compared to Brady, who just seems to keep winning.
Right. Paul, Leroy Butler, one more for me. The backup quarterback situation, now, you know you got Jordan Love ready to go. And Rudolph was supposed to be the guy, but now I think Haskins has figured that out. Do you think teams like the Saints or – you know, some of these other franchises, the Washington football team, it's a shame these guys didn't get young quarterback. Well, Haskins was with the football team, but they moved on from him. It's a shame these franchises did like the Packers, get a guy, take him high and sit him for a couple, you know, years. And then when your Hall of Fame quarterback leaves, there's your starter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great formula. You know, there's a lot of pressure, though, when you get a young quarterback to put him in. I think the Steelers thought they might have had that guy in Mason Rudolph. But, you know, so far it's, you know, the jury's way out on that. But, you know, the Steelers did what sort of the Saints did, and that is they went and took a chance on a guy who was a first-round pick.
Yep.
So far, so good for the Saints. I mean, I know it's only one game with them, but 3 for 5 touchdowns. And I think the Steelers think they got a bargain in Dwayne Haskins and in a guy that maybe – you know, a change of scenery and giving them, you know, the bench for a year or two is going to give them basically a first-round talent without investing that much into it. So there's a lot of different ways to get it done. But the Packers, you know, going from Favre to Rodgers and now Rodgers to Love, that seems to be the way that you want to do it. That seems to be the ideal way.
even when they had Bart Starr and they had just won a Super Bowl, they used a first-round pick on a quarterback, going all the way back to Lombardi. It's just something they've always done in Green Bay for whatever the reason. Paul Zeiss, follow him on Twitter at Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan, in Odyssey Station out there in Pittsburgh, and of course of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a columnist there too. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. That was great.
Hey, thank you, and I just want to say one thing. I'm a big Wisconsin fan because Paul Chryst actually recruited my son and brought him to Pitt.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for saying that, Paul.
My son actually played 1 year for Paul Chryst, but that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to get you back on.
We'll get you again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking Wisconsin and Florida State. That'd be good.
It'd be nice.
Take care.
Yeah.
That was weird. Paul Zeiss joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. I had no idea that was the case with his son and Paul Chryst. None whatsoever. But that's cool. That's a nice little connection to Wisconsin. Coming up next, we'll give you the starting lineups. Brewers and Detroit's going to start momentarily here. We'll give you the starting lineup straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.